Hi everyone, welcome back. In this particular chapter, we're going to continue to build on the accounting cycle that we dealt with previously. In fact, let's go ahead and get started, and let's just go ahead to the next slide. If you remember when we last talked about the accounting cycle, we listed out the steps, and we said, well, it's really not the entire cycle. There are other steps that are going to be included, and we would deal with those later. Well, later is now here. And we need to include a couple of additional steps in the accounting cycle. Now you can see here on the slide, I've listed out what we dealt with in the previous chapter. Basic steps: record transactions in the journal with our journal entries. Once we've recorded the transactions, we post the debit and credit amounts from the journal over to the ledger, all of the different T accounts. Once we do that, we're able to determine the ending balance in each account, and we're able to prepare what we called a trial balance. Notice here on the slide it says an unadjusted trial balance. We'll address that issue a little bit later in the chapter as to exactly what an unadjusted trial balance is. For now, it's simply a listing of accounts, just like we had seen previously. After the unadjusted trial balance has been prepared, we now need to do a couple of other things before the financial statements can be done. Step number 4, which is what we're going to deal with in this and the next handful of modules, is to record and post our year-end adjusting entries. Step 5, which we'll deal with a little bit later in the chapter, is to prepare what is called an adjusted trial balance. So what you see there on the slide is the accounting cycle almost in full. There's still one piece that we'll see later, but almost in full. Record transactions in the journal, post debits and credits to the ledger. From the ledger, we can prepare an unadjusted trial balance. We then record and post adjusting entries, and then prepare what's called an adjusted trial balance. Finally, from this adjusted trial balance, we can go ahead and prepare financial statements. We need to spend some time talking about adjusting entries, and let's do that. Let's go ahead to the next slide. Remember back to accrual accounting when we dealt with this. We said, hey, look, that's what we're interested in. Accrual accounting, which is generally accepted accounting principles, requires that revenues be recorded when they are earned, and requires expenses to be recorded in the same period that they help to generate the revenues. Now, what are these? What are these two principles? These are things that we really need to be comfortable with. Now, recording revenues in the period they're earned, we should know, is the realization principle, also called the revenue recognition principle. And recording expenses in the period they help to generate the revenues, well, that's another big one. It's the other foundational principle. We should know that to be the matching concept. Just a little review. Let's go to the next slide and we'll see why that's important. These adjusting entries that we're going to talk about, these year-end adjustments. Adjusting entries can be defined as journal entries made at the end of an accounting period to ensure that the realization principle and the matching concept have been followed. That said, let's maybe rephrase just a little bit. Entries made it at the end of an accounting period to ensure that revenues are recorded in the period they are earned and expenses are recorded in the period they are incurred. And what's the sort of the kicker here? Regardless as to what? Well, regardless as to when cash changes hands. Regardless as to when cash is either received or paid. Not the determining factor in when to record a revenue or an expense. So these adjusting entries we're going to talk about, they are done to ensure that the realization principle and matching concept are being followed. Go to the next slide with me. Adjusting entries, give it a little more meaningful definition. Adjusting entries, journal entries made at the end of an accounting period to update account balances. They're done, or they are made, due to the realization and matching concepts, right? Because of accrual accounting. Because of recording revenues and expenses independent of cash coming in or cash going out. Every time we prepare financial statements, be it every month, be it every year, whatever, every time we prepare financial statements, we must do adjusting entries. Now, companies are required to do it at least once a year. So these have to be done at least at the end of every year. There are many companies out there that do financial statements every month. It kind of lets them know where they stand month to month, rather than waiting for just the year-end numbers. You do it monthly, you also should do adjusting entries to get an accurate picture of your financial condition. So adjusting entries, it's going to be the focus of this chapter. Entries made at the end of an accounting period to update account balances to reflect the fact that the revenues must be recorded when earned, regardless of when cash is received, and expenses must be recorded when they're incurred, i.e., when they help to generate revenues, regardless as to when the cash is actually paid. So adjusting entries will be a big focus, will be the focus of this chapter. Please go to the next slide with me. There are two main types of adjusting entries. Every time we prepare financial statements, there'll be two main types of adjustments that need to be made. We have what are called deferrals, and we have what are called accruals. Two words that we're going to become awfully familiar with as we move through this chapter on adjusting entries. Please go to the next slide with me, and let's give these two things a definition. Two main categories of adjustments, deferrals and accruals. And before we say what the definitions are, I want you to remember one thing, why we're adjusting the accounts in the first place. We're adjusting them because of the realization and matching concepts, recording revenues and expenses independent of cash. Keep that in mind. A deferral can be defined as a transaction for which cash has been received or paid. However, the revenue or expense has not yet been recorded. Think of a deferral this way. The exchange of cash occurs before what we call the action. The action being not exciting gunfights and car races, but the action, of course, being the recording of revenues and expenses. A deferral is a transaction where the exchange of cash happens first. Cash is either received or paid first before any recognition of revenues or expenses. An accrual is the exact opposite. An accrual is a transaction where the revenue or expense is recorded first, and then the exchange of cash, either receiving or paying it, happens later. Think of an accrual as a situation where the action happens first, being we record the revenue or expense before the exchange of cash. So keep these two things, because they really are the focus of this chapter. Keep these two things in mind. A deferral, we record the exchange of cash first, and then the revenue or expense later. An accrual, the exact opposite. The revenue or expense is recorded first, followed by the exchange of cash.